We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, we'll get back to the phones. Give me 2 minutes on the ESPN Top 100 player list, Ike. Carson Wentz is 17th overall.
Okay.
Fourth on the quarterback list behind Rodgers, Brady, Breeze. And then it's Ben Roethlisberger and then Russell Wilson, Matt Ryan in that order. They're all various numbers, but that's the if you just rank it according to the quarterbacks.
These are top 100 players, not top 100.
Top 100 players.
Just top
right.
100 players. Okay.
Right, and as I try to pull it up on my screen here, but I think that's fair. And you know what they do, like the ESPN. I think they make certain moves just to kind of tick people off, and then they get reaction to it. If everybody agreed with it, you know, it'd be like, oh, okay, there's a list, and
right,
it's right and everything else. But I thought it was interesting, even coming off the injury, that Carson Wentz was 17th. But also behind two guys that are in their 40s playing football. So remember, he's the young guy. This is the NFL's golden star, golden guy. And it just goes back to what I'm saying about him coming back. At this point, just wait. At this point, just wait a week or two and put him back in there. If he's not cleared, if we don't know right now, he's ready to go.
Well, I mean, they will.
I hope so.
They're not doing it just to do it. They're going to be, if they're told he's not cleared, they will. But if he's cleared, he's going to play. I don't.
Even if he's cleared?
He's going to play.
Even if he's cleared, I don't think he should play.
But he's going to play.
Okay.
But he's going to play, though.
Yeah, but why not wait 2 weeks?
I don't know.
Would you?
No.
Why not wait?
Because I've watched Nick the last 2 weeks. I mean, I'm serious. If Nick was clicking on all cylinders and... Like, these coaches don't want to give away games.
I agree.
Like if this coach and this team came in with this same sort of mentality as this fan base seems to have, which is resting on winning the Super Bowl last year, oh, take your time and we'll be okay. Come back in October and we'll be all right. If they were acting that way, we'd be pissed off at them.
Agreed.
So, you know, I'm keeping up with the same sense of urgency for every game. If he's not cleared to go, then he doesn't play. Then Nick, we got to go with Nick. But I want the best player, you know, on the team to be out there if he's able to be out there. Like, these games aren't a guarantee. And then when you get down 0-3, and then the whole city wants him back on the field as soon as possible.
Yes, and no, 0-3.
Yeah, exactly.
0-1.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it already sounds like half the city expects them to lose to Atlanta, and they're willing to give that game away. So then you go down to Tampa with Nick, a fast defense, offensive skill positions everywhere. Ryan Fitzpatrick is more than capable of managing a win.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to lead you to a win by throwing for 300 yards.
He makes plays with his feet.
Yeah,
it's all about what he does on third down and
more than capable.
In the red zone.
He's more than capable of managing a win. You think that team won't be up for the Super Bowl, defending Super Bowl champions coming to town? They'll be up. They'll be ready to go.
Deshaun?
Think Vinnie Curry won't be ready to go? If Nick is standing back there in the pocket and can't move? If no Alshon is there? Like, you're already without certain players that we don't even know when they're going to be back.
Right. Yeah, no, I just –
So if Carson can come back –
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Yeah, put him out there.
But here's the thing. What you said is dangerous, to where now if he's medically cleared, then like he's medically cleared, and a doctor is saying sure he can go out there. So it's not that it's dangerous to put him out there for that reason, right?
Yeah.
Like I don't think the Eagles wouldn't be committing malpractice by putting Carson Wentz out there if he's medically cleared.
Right.
But I also don't want Nick Foles' performance to sway them to, even if he's cleared, to put him out there. Now, I agree with you. I think it's almost impossible not to let it sway your opinion when the doctors say, yeah, he's good to go. But I wish they would say, no, that's okay. I want to give him an extra week or two just so we know that he's had more practice time and he's ready to go. That's what
he's
I
had
would prefer
more
at this
practice
point.
Time. He's been practicing as much as, if not more than Nick, who missed a week.
Yeah, but he took a couple weeks off. He wasn't doing 11 on 11.
But it's still practicing. He's still practicing.
All right.
What I'm saying is he's still out there. 11 on 11 means nothing except you don't want bodies around his leg, people falling into him. He's not out there getting tackled. You think Nick is getting tackled in practice? So what is 11 on 11? What does that mean?
I agree with I don't know because I have no idea. Yeah, say.
Yeah, he's not getting tackled in practice.
I want week three now.
Okay.
888-7.
You don't know what you want.
94. I don't.
Yeah, you don't know what
I
you
don't.
Want.
I don't. I'm a mess with this team right now. I'm an absolute literal mess. I guaranteed he would start the season, and now this is the truth. I don't believe he's starting
don't
the season.
Don't worry about guaranteeing him. Yeah, that was your opinion.
I know.
The bottom line is the moment they say he's playing, you're going to be happy, and so is this city.
You're damn right.
Exactly. So then what's the point?
Even if it's week one.
Exactly.
But I also want him to be ready when he steps out on the field.
At this point,
it feels forced.
What feels forced?
If he was to be the starter where we sit here today.
So what's going
to
get him ready?
Time.
Okay. I'm trying to – okay, two more weeks is going to get him ready. How?
It'll feel like that there's more time, not to prepare, not to get healthier, but just to get healthier, you know, to be able to go out there.
You just
there.
Said not to get healthier, but to get healthier.
But to get healthier.
Yeah, I you're confusing me now.
But here's what I mean. Yeah. The knee ligament is going to be healed. The doctors aren't going to let him out there. Ben always tries to put up there, well, if he's 90%.
That's not happening.
They're only going to put him out there if he's 100%.
Well, they're only going to clear him if he's 100%.
Physically.
Yes.
Physically. But even if he's physically 100%, it feels like that it's being rushed mentally, or it's being rushed to where.
To whom? To the outsiders.
Well, maybe, or maybe to them.
To who? The Eagles?
But they don't. But if they can't say definitively today he's the starter for a game that's next week, mm-hmm. then it feels rushed. 888-729-9494.
To the outside people, because you didn't have a month's notice to say he was ready.
Maybe.
Even though he's been out there all training camp.
Let's see what Frank in Ambler says. Hi, Frankie.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
How are you?
What's up, Frank?
Good. Listen, I got a question for you. All right, what is the preseason? Is it practice?
Yes.
Is it basically practice? So what is two more weeks if Carson Wentz is ready to go, if he's medically cleared, what is two more weeks of practice going to do for him? When the rest of the league is getting better and getting more honed in, ready to play, and ready to knock somebody's teeth out.
I agree. I'm with you. I don't think it's going to do anything for him. And neither does he.
Let's get him on the field, man. Let's get him on the field. Let's let him play.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way I look at it. Listen, once they clear him, he's fine. Football is a physical sport. Injuries happen in sports all the time. You can hold him out the rest of the year. You can hold him out for 6 weeks, 7 weeks. The first time he steps on the field, he's at risk. I don't care when you put him back on the field. He's at risk. So it doesn't matter to me. I'm looking at him. I'm listening to him. He says he feels good. He's ready to go. He doesn't have these mental hurdles he needs to get over. Like he's gun shy in the pocket. He's scared of anybody being around him. I don't have those things. So I'm okay. If the doctors clear him and they decide to play him next Thursday, I'm perfectly fine with it. And if he gets injured next Thursday, then he gets injured. It's part of it. It's part of it. But that's me. That's just me.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, what would be even worse is if they held off on him, he gets medically cleared, and in a random just happenstance, like the Vikings quarterback a couple years ago when he blew his knee out, like, we're going to have that happen. And then what are you going to be saying? Well, we should have had him playing. At least we could have won the first two games.
Right, but Frank, here's what I'm worried about, that people looking at Nick Foles and saying, well, listen, if Carson's clear, you got to put him out there. If Nick Foles had played better during the preseason and people would have, well, just take your time with Carson, you should react no differently to what Nick Foles has done on the field. I guess that's where we disagree.
Well, who's reacting to Nick Foles being on the field? I've been saying I wanted him to start from week one, from the day one.
No, but you get what I'm saying, to where I think some people, and I don't know if this is Doug.
It's not Doug.
But you'll get some people that say, oh, bleep. Nick has looked terrible. We can't afford to lose games, right? Like you just said it a couple minutes ago. Coaches look at it and say he's cleared. All right, he's cleared. That means we can put him out there. But what if Nick has looked great in the preseason? And you can say, well, let's be a little bit more cautious in getting him back because Nick has looked good.
What they're doing is, what you don't have the benefit of. I don't either anymore. Now that they've closed practices, they've looked at Carson every day in practice. They're not making a decision based on what Nick looked like in the preseason. Because if that were the case, then Nick would be getting all the reps. Like, they are watching Carson in practice every day. Mm-hmm. He's being evaluated. So they're saying to themselves, I'm imagining, man, he looks like he can go. We just need the medical clearance.
Well, based on what we've seen, he looked, you wouldn't even really know he had an injury.
Right.
I agree with you there. So if you're the coach and you're saying, like, yeah, he's ready to go. He looks ready to go right now.
Right.
But then Ben, I'm going to have you jump on the mic here. He even wrote a new message up on the board. Mm-hmm. How could he possibly be 100%? Ben always tries to have this conversation with us. Well, would they clear him at 90%?
Well, you guys act like it's crazy, but let's be honest here. To say that we've never seen a football player be cleared because his team needs him, but at less than 100%, it happens. It happens all the
time. Sure it does.
I'm not saying whether or not they will do it.
It doesn't happen all the time, Ben. It's happened before.
My point is that there is definitely a scenario here where they clear him. He is not unhealthy, but he's not fully healed. And they say, you know what? He's fine. We would prefer you to wait another month,
but he
doesn't have to.
Here's why I disagree with
that. So you think they're being extremely cautious?
Here's why I disagree with what you just said. They won the Super Bowl. What pressure are they under? What pressure are they under to force their franchise quarterback back on the field?
But I think that's an answer in and of itself. Because it sounds like your argument, and you guys I know feel this, that you don't want Carson if he's anywhere close to the border. So if they say, look, we have a 10-month recovery timeline, he's fine at 9 months, but he's not all the way there, you guys want to wait until absolutely he's 100%, no question.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You don't want to put him in this week if it's like, well, he's really, really close, but I'd just rather he wait 2 or 3 weeks.
I wouldn't do that.
I don't think a doctor talks like that. A doctor either clears him or doesn't. They may say, now, you could wait a couple weeks, but a doctor's not going to say he's 90%, put him out there, or not put him out there. He's either going to be cleared to play or he's not, right?
Yeah, I would imagine that they aren't going to take any risk by putting Carson Wentz out there before he's able to be out there. I just don't think they're going to do that. They're not under any pressure to do that. The owner isn't pressuring them to do that. Everybody brings up that RG3 situation, and I keep reminding everyone that was a split in that organization on whether RG3 was the quarterback between the head coach and the owner. The head coach wanted Kirk Cousins as his quarterback. The owner gave up half his draft to get RG3.
So that's
where you get a disconnect, and you're getting someone basically back out there on the field because the quarterback says, I'm good to go. Whereas with Howie, Jeffrey Lurie first and foremost, the most important of the group, and then Doug Peterson. They're all on the same page when it comes to Carson. Like, Doug isn't under any pressure to put Carson Wentz on the field. He's not under pressure to put him on the field.
No, I don't think so.
And I don't think Jeffrey Lurie or Howie Roseman would allow Doug to put Carson out there if he's not ready to go.
888-729.
I mean, I'd be shocked if they did that.
94-94. I guess like the reason I feel the way I do is it's really unprecedented that a quarterback is coming back to where you're literally the week before the opener and he's not medically cleared to play, right? I can't remember this happening anytime in recent memory where a guy literally isn't playing in the preseason, not only playing in the preseason, but he's not medically cleared. Uh-huh. So there's this up in the air type thing, and I guess that's where I'm just feeling like if it's up in the air, then let it be up in the air for another week or two, even if he's cleared.
They may do that.
888-729-9494. Also on the other
all
side.
All I'm saying is when they decide to put him on the field, I'm okay with it. Now, listen, they may do exactly what you said. Okay. That may happen. But see, just like you're saying, don't allow Nick Foles' performance in the preseason to sway you.
No.
Then you need to feel that way if the team gets off to an 0-2, 0-3 start.
Yeah, but see, a lot of people think that Nick will be fine and the team will be fine and leave Nick alone. Yeah.
Nick is capable of losing games. I mean, he's been a part of losses, so it's not like he's immune to losing football games.
Those people that are saying Nick will be fine, don't worry about it, the minute they lose game one, we'll say, put Carson back out, clear him. Right? Now all of a sudden it'll be like, no, you got to put Carson out there. Like, oh, no, just put Nick out. He'll be fine. They'll win games. Then when you lose those, if you were to lose that game, people will be like, no. Now you got to put Carson back in.
Well, it's a good thing fans aren't running the show over there.
You're damn right.
Fans are all about emotion. I mean, that's what they are. The coaching staff and the front office, they aren't reacting off emotion.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.